Today we're talking with Nathan Hubler, writer, producer, and director for Adventures in Odyssey. Nathan, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
Oh, no problem. I always love talking about Odyssey.
Now, you've written many different genres of shows for Adventures in Odyssey. Adventure, suspense, biblical themes. Do you have a favorite type of script that you enjoy writing more than others?
Well, I do enjoy working on all different genres, and that's one of the great things about Odyssey is that you get to do all kinds of different stories. But I do have to say my favorite to write probably are the intrigue and suspense shows. For one, they're so much fun to brainstorm, to work out the details of those as a group and kind of talk through the different scenes and the cliffhangers and the plot points. But also, they're a lot of fun to write, and I think our listeners really enjoy them. At the same time, I'm glad we don't do those all the time, because I think those would quickly take over the show and kind of spin the show in a different direction. But it's really fun to do them when we have them. Take It From the Top Floor is probably my favorite episode to work on that I've done so far. On the other hand, one of the biblical episodes that I worked on, Bernard and Job, was certainly the easiest episode to write. Because with a lot of our shows, we go through a lot of drafts and we work on the projects real collaboratively. And somebody will come and say, well, this motivation of this character doesn't work for me, or this scene doesn't make sense. Whereas when we're writing a biblical show, it's a little harder for them to come and say, you know, I don't think Samuel would actually do this, or I don't think King Saul would actually, this doesn't seem within his character because it's already written that way. So I thought that biblical shows were the easiest, and then I worked on Bernard and Jeremiah, and that ended up being one of the hardest shows. So I didn't think that they were so easy anymore.
You mentioned in a recent interview that you've been busy with other focus projects lately and haven't really been writing much. And on album 51, you were credited on only one episode, A Game for a Mystery, as director. Can you tell us anything about the other projects that you've been working on?
Sure. I've gotten to do a lot of different things, and that's one of the great things about my job is that on any given day I could be doing a whole list of different things. I could be one of the big projects I work on is the podcast, and that's both audio and video, so setting up interviews, coming up with questions, recording those, working with our freelancers who edit those podcasts, or is some of them I'll edit myself. Some of them are video projects, so we'll actually need to set up the lighting and set up the sound for that and edit that together. So I get to actually be a video writer and a video director and a video editor as part of my job too. For this last album, I did a lot of work on the raps for the show, working with the writers and the raps and also editing those raps. Something I did for the last recording session, which was kind of an interesting puzzle, was figuring out how to schedule the different actors, because we're going to get to album 53 here in just a minute, but it had a pretty big cast for that album, and figuring out when everyone was able to come in, working around everyone's schedules and trying to make it so one person didn't have to come in for one scene at 9 in the morning and then wait around all day until they did another scene at 5 in the afternoon. So that was an interesting puzzle, trying to figure all that out. Also, I love doing tours when people come in, fans come in to focus on the family. I give tours sometimes, and that's very fun for me. And another thing that I wrote down here when I was trying to think of all the different things I get to do are crowd recordings is another thing that you wouldn't think of, but that's something that we have to figure out how to do. If there's a scene that has a bunch of people reacting to something, then a lot of times then I'll help set up the crowd recording for that. So I'll figure out who needs to come in, what age groups they need to be, how many people need to come in, and try and work with the sound designer to get that recorded. And then I mentioned working with the sound designer. All of these things that I get to do are real collaborative. So the video projects, I have a lot of people helping me on those, interns and also other people who work here. Kevin has helped me with some of the video projects recently. And so all the things that I get to do are real collaborative, and that's part of the fun.
In reference to the crowd recordings, are those just visitors to focus that you use for those?
We sometimes will do that. Sometimes we'll have a group coming in, like there'll be maybe a homeschool group or a group from a local school that comes in, And we'll see that on the schedule and we'll use them for a crowd recording. Other times it'll be groups of employees or groups of students from the Focus Institute or even friends that we know. There's also, for the last couple of albums, we've had a local theater troupe who's helped us out with the crowd recordings because sometimes guests of Focus are very outgoing and very excited to be part of a crowd recording, and other times they're excited but they're just a little overwhelmed, and so it's hard for them to get into the part while they're so overwhelmed about being in the studio. So that's part of the challenge of recording a crowd scene, is just getting the right people in the room to make that crowd scene happen.
We noticed that Marshall Younger was credited as a writer on one of the episodes in Album 51, Target of the Week, and he's also credited as a writer on a few episodes of Album 52. Were these written before he left Focus, or is he still writing for Odyssey as a freelancer?
No, Marshall's still writing for Odyssey as a freelancer. One of the great things about Odyssey that I think, certainly on the writing side, is that it seems like no one's ever truly gone. I mean, people will leave for different reasons for a period of time, but then they'll still come back to the show because it's been going on for so long. There'll be periods of time where people are busy with other projects and they can't write. And Marshall's not on staff with Odyssey anymore, but he's still able to write for us. I was just reading an outline that he wrote just last week that's probably going to be a part of Album 55. So he's still very much a part of the writing team for the show, even though he's not on staff.
Now, you mentioned Album 55. How far in advance do you start planning out for each album?
It depends on the album sometimes. Album 53 came together fairly quickly, and it was we kind of moved the schedule around just a little bit to accommodate Album 53. It was originally going to be this 12-part story arc was originally going to be Album 54. Then we moved it back to number 53. But in general, we're probably about a year out from what you're hearing on the radio, or maybe even in the case of 55 that we're just starting to work on it now, I guess we're a year and a half out from what you're hearing on the radio. We just finished recording Album 53 last week, or I guess it'd be week before last now. So we're maybe 6 months ahead of what you're hearing on the radio for recording, and anywhere from a year to a little more ahead on the writing side.
There were a lot of changes that came to Odyssey in Album 51, a lot of new characters. Did you have any role in the development of any of the new characters that were introduced in Album 51?
Yeah. We tried to develop the characters in 51 in a somewhat unusual way. We're always, throughout the history of the show, certainly the 10 years that I've been here, and even before that, the Odyssey team was always developing new characters. We had a lot of new characters in 51, and we tried a little bit different approach to developing them. Dave Arnold and Marshall Younger and I went out to California, I believe, twice for audition sessions where we would just bring in actors and have them perform different characters for us. And out of that, we created several other characters in Albums 51 and 52. Mrs. Adelaide, who is in Stage Fright and also probably going to be in some episodes in Album 54, she was born out of a voice that one of the actors who came in, one of the characters that she did kind of led to the character of Mrs. Adelaide. Another one of them was Red Hollard, who we heard this guy's voice and developed the character around him. Others of the characters, like most of the Parker family, were developed pretty specifically before we actually had an actor in mind for them. But some of the actors' voices certainly led to characters. And then once we had the characters that we wanted to create, we auditioned several different actors, and we'd audition them over the phone. And then actually for some of the members of the Parker family, and I believe also the members of the Jones family, I'm trying to remember specifically, but we auditioned them together. Like we'd audition several different pairs of husbands and wives together just to see how their chemistry was. And that's really crucial in the studios, that you might have a great actor, but for one reason or another, they just don't have the chemistry with another actor. And so we wanted to get a husband and wife who had great chemistry, sisters who had good chemistry, Olivia and Matthew, we wanted to have great chemistry. And so we did a lot of upfront work on developing those characters. Now, character development is something that really never stops. And so even now, we've developed a lot of these new characters, but we're trying to figure out which ones are actually going to continue. There are some characters who show up on the show who are there for a few episodes and then kind of fade away because they weren't, you know, they just didn't seem like characters that who needed to continue for dozens of episodes. And then obviously there are others who catch on and people really like, and we love writing for them, and the actors are just perfect, and we want to continue those characters for many, many episodes. And that's what we're trying to figure out now as we're continuing with these new episodes, are which of these characters are going to be the ones who last and which ones are going to be around for a few episodes and maybe they'll fade off and just be around occasionally.
Does Focus pay any attention to the feedback that's posted on these various AIO fan websites as far as characters that listeners like or reviews of episodes? I know there's a lot of sites out there and many people are very active on those sites. Does Focus take any of that into consideration?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest fallacies about writing is when you'll hear writers say, well, I only write for myself and I don't pay attention to what anyone else says. And there might be some writers out there who can do that, but I think that's a very poor way to reach an audience. With Adventures in Odyssey, we've always tried to be real attentive to what the audience is saying about the shows and what they're thinking and feeling and how the shows are impacting them. That's why we give the address at the end of every episode. And so we take listener feedback very seriously. Now, that's not to say that every letter that we get, we're going to take their advice because we can't please everybody and every suggestion that they have. But we certainly take feedback into account. Let me give you an example just to address some of the feedback that we've gotten just in recent days. Album 51 was definitely a learning experience for us. And, you know, you might think that since Adventures in Odyssey has been on the air for 23 years, we would know exactly how to do the show and we'd never make any mistakes. Well, obviously that's not true because we're human and so we all make mistakes. And with Album 51 going into it, the idea was we thought, let's, you know, take everything that we want to change about Odyssey and change it all at the same time, because we wanted to change the theme song. We wanted to do some tweaks on the cover art. We wanted to do some tweaks with characters and so on and so on. And also, obviously, with Mr. Whitaker, we had to make that change as well. And we thought the best thing to do would be to change all that at the same time, that we would let fans know that we were going to make these changes, and then they'd be excited about seeing the new version, I suppose, of Adventures in Odyssey. And certainly the feedback that we've gotten is that people didn't like all that change at once, you know, that it just felt like too much change at one time. And so that was a lesson for us, that we thought, you know, we probably should have spaced that out over a longer period of time, made the transition to new voices, new characters, new artwork, theme song, and all that over a period of time instead of having it all at once. And so that's something that fans have communicated pretty clearly to us about the change, and something we've certainly taken to heart.
Looking ahead to album 53, The Green Ring Conspiracy, is this another album-long story arc, or will there be some standalone episodes on this album?
Well, to answer that, I'm prepared to reveal the episode titles for The Green Ring Conspiracy. And so you heard it here first. The episodes in The Green Ring Conspiracy are titled The Green Ring Conspiracy Part 1, The Green Ring Conspiracy Part 2, The Green Ring Conspiracy Part 3, and you can probably guess the other 9. We just got finished recording those, like I said, maybe about 10 days ago, and I think that fans will really enjoy this album. I think they'll also, just not jumping ahead of album 52, I think they're going to enjoy a lot of album 52 as well. I've gotten some feedback so far. 52 has just come out in the last couple of weeks, but it seems like people have been responding pretty positively to the episodes in there. And I think that even though the change of album 51 was tough because there were so many changes at once, like I mentioned before, that it just seemed like so many things were changing, I think that when people hear 52, they'll be reassured that, hopefully they'll be reassured that Odyssey's still on the right track.
Well, I can speak on behalf of the three of us. We all went out and purchased Album 52 the day that it was released and it was available in stores. And I have to say that overall, we were all very pleased with the outcome of this project. I had heard somewhere that this was going to be a more traditional Adventures in Odyssey album, and I definitely think it was. You got a little bit more used to the new characters in this album. Overall, I think Album 52 is phenomenal.
Sure. Well, I really appreciate hearing that. And we appreciate, you were asking about how much we take feedback into account, and we appreciate all feedback. We appreciate negative feedback as well, but we certainly love hearing, you know, from people when they have comments on the show, whatever they are.
Is there any other upcoming Odyssey news that you can share with our listeners? We did talk a little bit about Album 53, but other than that, is there anything else coming down the pike for Odyssey?
Well, you know about the Imagination Station books that we've just announced here not long ago, and so we're pretty excited about that, this new series for a little bit younger listeners, kind of maybe a gateway product to Adventures in Odyssey that you can get started If there are kids out there who are a little too young to start listening to the radio shows, maybe they can't quite pay attention for the full length of a radio show, then these Imagination Station books might be something that can kind of get them into the world, get them hooked on Odyssey. Also, obviously, we have Album 52 that's just come out, and I think that has a number of really fun episodes in it.
Well, Nathan, I want to thank you again for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks for the invite to chat, and I'm always happy to chat about Odyssey and anxious to hear what you guys are going to say on future episodes of the podcast. So definitely know that if you're writing on a blog or writing on a message board or doing a podcast, that we're definitely listening.